Now, there are currently 150 electoral divisions for the House of Representatives in Australia, but if you've been following the news lately, you would be forgiven for thinking that there is just one, the seat of Wentworth. The untimely departure of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull from the top job in politics altogether has left a power vacuum in the eastern suburbs seat, with Liberal candidate David Sharma, equality advocate Dr. Karen Phelps, and most recently, Lycia Heath, all throwing their hats into the ring. We're joined on the line now by an independent candidate for the seat of Wentworth, as announced last night, Lycia Heath. Lycia, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, Tess.
So I guess, first of all, what are you going to do for Wentworth if you're elected?
Well, there's a lot to do. I mean, I think for people that live here, they've noticed a real change if you've lived in the area over the last 20 years. And a lot of my local platform issues are based on this unfortunate increase in development that's happened and the slip away of public land and things like the Moorpark Stadium crisis of wanting to rebuild that, and South Head that's also kind of under a veil of being moved from public land to private interest. So a lot of the things are related.
And this is going to be a really tough by-election. The seat's never been held by anybody but the Liberals. How are you going to cut through as an independent?
Well, it's interesting. I think people have made a false assumption that that it is a very blue ribbon seat. Now, clearly it is, but through time and demographic changes, things can alter as well. And the fact that Malcolm Turnbull had been the member in the seat for so long, opposing parties had run dead in the seat for a long time. So if you were a voter here, you didn't really have much of a choice to vote for. Now that you do, it's amazing seeing how people are engaged out on the street that weren't formerly. And actually that gives me a lot of confidence that people other than the Liberal Party will cut through where they've never been able to before.
And Dr. Karen Phelps, she is the Labor candidate for the seat. She initially said that she was going to tell her supporters...
The independent. She's an independent, sorry.
Oh, my apologies.
That's all right.
Said that she would tell her supporters to put the Liberals last on their voting paper in the by-election, but last week backflipped and is now saying that she'll preference the party. Do you think that this is causing any backlash?
Look, it definitely is. I think that there's two sides of it. The first, it's the change in the change in objectives in such a short time. And secondly, it's the fact that preferences by any person would go in contra to their policies. So, yes, I think there is a backlash, and it's particularly the second piece that's the main cause.
And following on from that, I guess, have you decided who you'll be preferencing, or is that still a work in progress?
It is still a work in progress. I can't tell you how many times I'm getting asked it a day. today at midday is the declaration of nominees. So we will know exactly who the candidate field is. And then I have my campaign team all coming together over the weekend. And then we can put our mind to exactly what we're going to do in this area. But I certainly can give an assurance that I would not ever preference a party that would be in contra to my policies.
And just before I let you go, I've heard some mentions around that by running against Dr. Phelps in particular, this could be a vote split between people who are looking for a more progressive candidate than they previously had. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I don't think it is, actually. What I thought is kind of the more dangerous notion is that there was only one person there ever that was able to be voted for. The fact that we have a broader field now, I think, is a positive. Now, how people choose to vote is utterly up to them. But the idea of a progressive split vote, I think it's a bit of a straw man argument, to be honest.
No worries. Well, Lycia, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Tess.
Lycia Heath there. She is the newest independent candidate for the seat of Wentworth, chucking her hat in the ring for Malcolm Turnbull's old seat. The by-election is racing upon us. It's not too far away now, so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.